Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa.
And hi, my name is Kate.
Today we'll be reading from the book by Dr. David Jeremiah, Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. Today we're going to talk about delight yourself in the Lord. Ms. K, what is our Bible verse today?
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. From Psalms 37:4.
It's one of my faves. Yeah. Even when our circumstances hold nothing delightful for us, we find delight in the Lord. We could be facing loss and oppression, but these things don't define us because we put our hope in God. We find our inner joy in him.
What gives you delight? The word refers to extreme satisfaction or gratification. I find delight in a good football game or in Frank Sinatra singing a terrific old song.
Fly me to the moon.
I find deeper delight in having my family all around and hearing about what's new in the world of my grandchildren. One of my deepest delights is time alone with my wife, my soulmate of all these years. No one on earth knows me as she does. And we create our own little world when we're together.
That's sweet. But my deepest delight is found in the Lord. I can go to him no matter what is happening in my world. And the amazing truth is that he finds delight in me. I can't even begin to imagine why, but he does. My children and grandchildren realize that there's never a time when I'm not overjoyed to see them. God has this kind of delight in his children, and we should delight in him, not because we ought to, but because there is no deeper joy in life. Boy, that's the truth, too.
Mm-mm-mm. David squeezed every drop out of life the way some do an orange. He had many delights, many gifts. He could sing, he could dance, he could write poetry, he could devise battle plans. He had an aching desire to design a temple for God. He was a passionate man who found the best in life. And he wanted us to know that one of the greatest delights is found in the knowledge of God. And as usual, there's a breathtaking promise attached to that delight. The promise is that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. Can anything so wonderful be true? Absolutely. But it's important to understand this promise. It isn't a shortcut to prosperity, as some ill-informed preachers claim. We don't delight in the Lord so that he will give us what we want. That approach confuses faith with greed.
No, when we find true and genuine pleasure in God with no thought of gain other than gaining intimacy with God, we find our own desires coming into conformance with his desires. We begin to live in his will, and we pray accordingly. We find the joy of the Lord by following the Lord of joy into his joy. The following promises capture this idea.
He said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." From Nehemiah 8:10.
You will show me the path of life in your presence of fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11.
When things go wrong and loss overtakes us, misery often follows. And the more we struggle against the pit of discouragement, the deeper it becomes. But if we've placed our hope in God, no matter what, his joy becomes our strength.
We delight in him and find new energy, new insights, and new resources to keep on going.
How can we delight in God or anything else when our world is crashing down on us? We can begin by turning to Psalms 119, which uses the word delight 6 times and shows us the first step in finding it.
I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Psalm 119:16.
Make me walk in the path of your commandments,
for I delight in it.
Psalms 119:35.
The proud have forged a lie against me,
but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart.
Their heart is as fat as grease,
but I delight in your law.
Psalm 119:69-70.
Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live.
For your law is my delight.
Psalms 119:77.
Unless your law had been my delight,
I would have then perished in my affliction.
Psalm 119:92.
I long for your salvation, O Lord.
And your law is my delight.
Psalm 119:174.
Okay. To be chosen by God and to have salvation, it just is crazy. Your law is my delight. I mean, just to know where we're going to spend eternity. I don't know. You can sit and you can think about that. We have a life when we die for eternity. And it's your choice where you want to spend it. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you can go with the enemy. Did you pick up the common theme these six verses express? The first step in delighting in God is to delight in His Word. Immersing ourselves in the Word of God reveals a God we can delight in. The psalmist takes such a delight in God's Word that he uses every possible term to express the range of its meaning, statutes, commandments, precepts, law. In the same way, other writers of scriptures delight in God by using His various names.
Isn't that just what people do when they're in love? They come up with pet names for their beloved. And each name has a special meaning that conveys a particular facet of delight they find. Delighting in God's word leads us to delight in God. And delight in God drives away fear.
And that's true too, because when you love the Lord and you trust in Him, you don't fear. You don't fear anymore, because the enemy cannot overtake you, because God is with you. Every step that you take through any type of adversity that you have to go through, that's the cool thing, because He'll get you through it. It's pretty cool how He gets you through it. Well, Kay, what are we going to talk about next week?
Dedicate your life to the Lord.
Okay, Miss Kay, we will end it there.
And we must say, if today were your last day, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice.
See you next week.